change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, welcome to the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Mickey Desai. Very happy today to be speaking with Nancy Bacon. Nancy's a nonprofit educator, learning strategist, and someone who thinks a whole lot about how to bring adult learning and nonprofits together. Nancy, how are you?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful day in Seattle. I'm happy to be with you.
You're in Seattle.
I am in Seattle. It's a little overcast, but still the sun is trying to come through and it's a crisp winter day.
You know, I've heard the myth about daily rain in Seattle is just that, something of a myth. It's not always raining in Seattle, is it?
It's a complete myth. You know, it rains more in New York State than it does in Seattle. So it's kind of a constant overcast in the winter. But, you know, when it's beautiful here, there's no place better in the world.
Back to our original topic here. We're going to talk about nonprofit learning. Is that right?
Yeah, I would love to talk about nonprofit learning and really what it means for every nonprofit and our sector as a whole.
My first thought is nonprofit learning. Are we talking about continuing education? Are we talking about professional development? What are we talking about?
We're talking about any and all of that. So when I think about learning, the word, I know it sounds very, you know, schooly, but when I think learning, I think whatever it takes to move people from A to B. Okay. So you think about, like, I know a nonprofit that I'm working with now, and they're really struggling because the knowledge that they used to have is not being transferred to the board that they have now. So learning can mean knowledge transfer. Learning also means behavior change. So what does it take to go from, like, you know, point A to point B? Mm-hmm. You know, nonprofits have so much in front of them. You know, we have COVID, we have economic challenges. We have a racial reckoning, which is really becoming a racial accountability, which is pretty significant. So if we're going to be accountable to change our behavior, what's that bridge? What is it going to take to get us from where we are now to where we really need to be as a sector? All of that is learning.
Right. So you're actually saying that learning can be used to facilitate cultural change in addition to knowledge transfer, in addition to new skills development.
Exactly. It's all of that.
All of that. I'm curious, and I've got your bullet points in front of me, and I don't want to stray too far from that. But how does the cultural thing happen with learning? How do you put that into a curriculum?
You know, there's so much we know about learning. We know so much about behavioral economics. Mm-hmm. We know so much about human psychology that we can put into place simple things like, let's pay attention to habit. So I do a lot of finance training, for example, you know, basic, what do boards need to know about finance? And we spend a whole lot of time talking about knowledge transfer. Okay, this is how you read a balance sheet, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's great. But the reality is when finance comes up at a typical board meeting, one person does all the talking, you have that treasurer, you know, wah, 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 wah. and you know, everybody else is kind of hiding under the table. And then you have the one person who asks about why the copy budget is over budget, and nothing changes. So, for example, when I teach finance, I'll teach you how to read a balance sheet, but I'm also going to teach you how to have accountability so everyone speaks on your board. We're going to talk about habits. We're going to talk about emotions and why people are so afraid of numbers and afraid of math and how we can conquer fear in order to get everybody participating in that conversation. So all of that is in the learning family.
Yeah. Many questions in my mind. You've said that you want to revolutionize the role that learning plays in the nonprofit sector overall. How do you revolutionize it? How do you bring something to the table that nonprofits aren't already doing?
Well, so learning, you know, across our society is not, you know, not considered as serious as other professions. I mean, we see that in K-12, you know, everybody went to school. So everybody is, you know, an accidental teacher. We all know, we all think we have that figured out. You know, we go to trainings. And so therefore we think we can deliver trainings.
Right.
And the first piece to this is really to professionalize learning, to make it clear that there is a whole body of research and knowledge that we can use. We can bring it all to the table so that we can make sure that we get nonprofits where they need to go. Right. The other big piece to this is really outcome-based learning. So again, like, I don't care how much you know about boards. I don't care if you know the typical number of boards or, you know how to read bylaws. What I care is about whether you read the bylaws, whether you take action. And so this notion of outcome-based learning, where I'm actually looking to see what you say and do as proof of your knowledge, that's new to the nonprofit world.
So how do you do it? How do you get the nonprofit to change?
Well, I think at individual level, organizational level, and sector level. And I think first at the very individual level, it's adopting an identity of being a learner. You know, I am someone who's curious. I am somebody who's learning. I am somebody who welcomes research-based learning so that I really have that accountability and reflection and all those things that I as a person need in order to get where I need to go. But, you know, from an organizational perspective, you know, we can talk about a learning strategy. And I know that's a big word, like strategy, like a strategic plan sitting on the shelf, like already people are cringing. I can see your listeners cringing. But, you know, we know this from strategic planning. Strategy is simply the alignment of people, practices, and partnerships towards right. a clear goal. That's all it is. So, you know, when we talk about board practice, for example, let's have a learning strategy on how does that knowledge transfer happen? How do we set aside time in our meetings to give folks the training they need so that they know what we need them to know? You know, that's mm-hmm. all just having a simple strategy.
So from the organizational viewpoint, there should be an actual learning strategy in place. And this, I imagine, is a year-long thing. Is it something that's plotted out in calendar fashion? How do you do that?
Yeah, I would do it that way. I mean, it can be as simple as, you know, once a year at your retreat or whatever. Hey, you know, there's two big questions I would ask. What is the knowledge transfer that we need for our current board, staff, whomever, to do their job?
Yeah.
You know, what do they need to know based on our history, our practice, our sector? You know, what's going on? If you're a nonprofit working with homelessness, what are the trends with homelessness, for example? Right. So what's the base knowledge we need to transfer? And then the second question I would ask is, what do we want to do differently? You know, we're really struggling with, you know, this piece of our work. And so we want to actually build that bridge from where we are now to where we're going.
Interesting. Can you think of an example that we can share with the audience?
Well, I think a lot about anti-racism work and how do we have that racial accountability that we talk about.
Right.
And, you know, we in the nonprofit sector have been talking for a long time about wanting to be more racially aware in our hiring practices and in, you know, every aspect of our work. And yet we haven't really been able to move the needle very much. And what I'm seeing now is that deeper strategy, that sense of accountability, so that not only are we saying we want to change our practice, but in order to do that, we are going to have research-based training that actually shows outcome. We're going to have that supportive nature, that again, accountability that helps you sustain your practice going forward. We're going to have specific tools that help people to build out equity statements and things like that. So I see a lot more learning strategy finally around racial reckoning, which is a good example for how you build that bridge.
Right. I get it. Okay. So from an organizational point of view, but it seems like something like racial reckoning is also something that should be happening sector wide.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how do you do that? I mean, you know, again, if we're talking about revolutionizing the role that learning plays in the nonprofit sector, how do you encourage that? What role does the sector play? There's that back and forth thing that I'm thinking of, you know, the organizations build up the sector, but the sector has to support the organization. And somewhere in there is my question.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think really the heart of this is that nonprofits are supported by a whole range of associations,
yeah,
from nonprofit state associations. I used to work at one, to service focused organizations. So for example, you know, all the food banks have an association, or the free clinics have an association. And I would argue that each one of those associations needs a very solid and research-based learning strategy, because, you know, their members need help. That the members of these associations are going to be much more set up for success if there was a transformational learning strategy that supported them with all of these issues that we're talking about.
Right, right. This is where I get to play devil's advocate for a second, but doesn't it cost money to deliver that service?
It does cost that money, but the beautiful thing about a learning strategy is there's a business planning aspect to that. And this is something I'm, you know, teaching a class on this in March, where there's a business strategy that looks at how do you increase reach, revenue, and impact. And so often nonprofit associations in general just kind of offer trainings, or they offer conferences, and they're just pumping out this and they're getting exhausted doing it. And there are ways to fill out all of the aspects of a learning strategy for, you know, everything from on-demand training to asynchronous work to tools and things that help, you know, what we call job aids in the business, but things that, you know, help, you know, templates and samples and all those kinds of things. If you build out a learning strategy, you're actually going to be working less and have a business plan for bringing in more money.
Huh.
Yeah, you're also giving value to your members. So, you know, I've worked for several membership-based organizations, and the whole purpose there is to give value to your members. So if your members see much more value in the learning programs that you're delivering, that you're actually, as an association, helping them to solve the problems that they face, then people are more likely to join, they're going to keep their memberships, and the membership will grow.
Interesting. So you really are talking about revolutionizing the way that missions get met, the way that services get provided.
I am. Yeah. I take it very seriously. You know, the issues in front, nonprofits are the most important entities in our communities. They're doing everything important. They're taking care of our children and our elderly. They're protecting the earth. They're holding up our human rights. We have to do everything possible to help them succeed. And, you know, if I had my way, I would have massive support for our nonprofit sector, just because they that, you know, we're all in this together to make sure that they survive. Yeah. So for them to survive, we have to make sure they know what they need to know in order to bring us into the, you know, the next century. And that's all in the learning program.
Right. So have a way to do the knowledge transfer, have a way to bring in new skills and new knowledge and new means of conducting business that make the job of fulfilling our mission goals easier and more efficiently done, I guess. Is that a correct global summary, would you say?
That is a great global summary. You're exactly right.
Okay. When are you running for office, and how can I vote for you?
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, we just had a woman step forward to be mayor of Seattle. That is making me extremely excited. So I'm not running for office, but I am going to keep advocating for revolutionizing learning. And I'm excited to partner with anyone who wants to join with me in this effort.
Yeah. If a listener wanted to do that or get in touch with you for any questions, how would you suggest they do that?
Well, it's super easy. Just nancybacon.com. I have a monthly newsletter. I teach classes. I develop curriculum with partners. So just nancybacon.com.
And you're the co-host of the Nonprofit Radio Show.
I am. I am just delighted to be partnered with Sarah Brooks, who's an amazing nonprofit leader in rural Washington. And our focus is really on small nonprofits. It's, you know, it's hard. Nonprofits are created because somebody has a passion to do something important in their community. And then once they do that, it's hard to get the knowledge and skills that you need, particularly in rural areas. So
yeah,
that's our focus.
That's amazing. How do I find the Nonprofit Radio Show?
Again, nonprofitradioshow.com.
.com. Easy peasy. Yep. Nancy, thank you. I know we set a tight timeline for these episodes, but I got to thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and I hope we could do another one again sometime in the future.
I would love that. Thanks so much for your time.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode. We invite you to be a part of these conversations. If you have an idea for the program or would like to be a guest on a future episode, please drop us a line via our website, nonprofitsnapcast.org. In the meantime, we'll see you with another episode in a few days.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.